Hi, this is Jonathan Paley of the Nervous Eaters, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Roundtop Productions in Roundtop, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Monday, October 31st, tune in Halloween programming on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Scary Sounds, Spooky Stories, and more. That includes Brendan Donegan playing favorites at 11 a.m. with The Pentacle, live from the WGXC Hudson Studio, the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. At 3 p.m., Echolocation is Ringing Rocks with Liz the Judas. WGXC Afternoon Show is live from Western Massachusetts at 4 p.m. with Kieran Riley. Then at 6 p.m. on All Together Now, and all this week on All Together Now.
Beloved, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And I'm not here by myself. Father, Son, Holy Ghost is all up in the place. And here also with us is our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin of Martin AV Services. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well, and happy Sunday to you and all of our listeners.
Hallelujah to that. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. The Dems didn't make it. The elephants didn't make it. Come on here, somebody. Not even the devil could make a day. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Count it all joy when you come into various trials and tribulations. Did they not persecute the prophets who came before you? You're in good company this morning, beloved. Hallelujah. If you ain't got nothing going on, you just come out of something. If you ain't just come out of something, you might be on your way to something. But whatever your lot may be, count it all joy. Hallelujah. Jesus said that in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world for you. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. And that's real every day, not just on Sunday. But I thank God for Sunday. Hallelujah. I thank God for when the saints come together to worship, oh, Lord, on a set-aside day. Oh, my goodness. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Well, yes, beloved, I'm just feeling the joy of the Lord today because we are so blessed. We are so blessed, even with some of the things that are going on in our nation, in our communities, in our families, even in us. We have a Savior who cares, and he came to save us. So save our mind, save our peace, save our joy. Oh, and all we have to do is make a little step of surrender in the morning when I rise. Thank you, Lord. And I surrender all to you. Yes, beloved. You know, we are here to do what we do. That's bring you music that'll bless your heart, feed your soul, and get your mind right. Amen. Get my mind right. That's a tip. Your mind is getting all jacked up, cares and concerns and fears and frets. Amen. Get yourself some good old gospel music, some good news music, all right? And let that bless you. Well, beloved, we got some for you today. All right. Our music lineup for this morning. Here Comes the Joy, Mr. Dietrich Haddon. He takes an old school and makes it new school. All right. So listen up. Thank You for It All, Marvin Sapp. God Favored Me, Mr. Hezekiah Walker. Hallelujah, featuring Marvin Sapp and DJ Rogers. And listen, God Favored Me. He favored them. He favors you. Yes, he does. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. I'm going to give you a song by Mr. Jordan Armstrong. My God, let me boast about him a little bit. Let me talk on him. My Worship by Phil Thompson and Company. I'll Trust You by James Fortune. And then after that, I Will Be Back with my spiritual social commentary for today. First off, before we even get to going, I want to say thank you for your support of our Tower of Power Pledge Drive. Amen. It ended on the 27th. Hallelujah. But I know we are always willing and open to receiving contributions, donations from those who want to share in the work that we are doing. Hallelujah. You know, so much going on in the world, so much going on the airways, and we get a chance to come into all of that with good music, with the good message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved. So, you know, we want you to sit back and relax, and, you know, if you're driving, you can't get too relaxed, but, you know, just don't go nowhere. Stay right here, because we got some music coming for you. Also, before the music begins to play, want to say a prayer for those in Seoul, Korea. My goodness, I don't know if you saw the news, but 151 people were killed and dozens more were injured in an activity on Saturday there to celebrate Halloween. So we pray for those departed souls. We pray for the survivors. We pray for all of the families that are impacted. We pray for the government. And Yes, we're going to pray about that and say, Father God, we just want to remember before you, God, all life is precious in your sight, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God. So we mourn with those who mourn. We weep with those who weep, God. And we pray for, oh, God, the departed souls, oh, God. Lord, we think of Seoul, Korea today in this horrific event. But we also know that there are other souls around the world and perhaps even in the lives and real close to those under the sound of my voice. But God, I thank you that we can lift them up before you in prayers and pray for the souls of the departed today. We pray, God, for those who are surviving trauma, surviving, oh God, incidents and accidents and injuries. We pray for those, oh God, who are overcoming sickness and disease. Lord, we pray especially for those who are the household of faith, God, because you said many are the afflictions of righteous ones, but you deliver us out of them all. So, God, we are praying, oh God, this morning and asking, Lord, that you will hear our prayers and our prayers will have an impact, have an effect, God. Somebody will be strengthened. Somebody will be helped. Somebody will find strength to continue on that they knew not they had. Lord, we thank you that it comes from you and we ask you for it. God, we thank you, oh God, as we remember governments, oh God, decision makers, oh God. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name, God, let this be a learning lesson, Lord. Let this be an opportunity to make more careful decisions, God, guidance and guidelines. Lord, we thank you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you, oh God, for the opportunity to pray for our brother, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not sure if he's at his post. Hallelujah. But whatever's going on his end, Lord, we pray for that. And we bring that before you as well. And I say thank you, God, in Jesus' name. I don't know, we may switch it up a little bit because I see that our audio engineer has had to come back. Amen. Thank you. All right. I only saw your logo, dear heart, so I thought you had stepped away. All right. Praise God. Well, then he's here, beloved. Yay. All right. Here we go. Here comes the joy, Mr. Dietrich Haddon. God bless you with the music.
I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because all that you brought me through. And everything I survived, it's all because of you.
Took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. but I can't help but to give God glory today. When I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me. My character, my integrity,
my faith in God, he favors me.
But it would not fall, would not bend, won't compromise. God
favored me.
I spoke life and prosperity. I even spoke health. He favored me.
They whispered
about me. They conspired against me. They told a whole lot of lies on me, but God favored me. My character,
my integrity, my faith in God.
My faith in God, he favored me.
Will not fall,
it will not fall.
Will not bend,
not gonna bend.
Won't compromise.
Won't compromise.
God favors me. I speak life.
I speak prosperity.
And, prosperity.
And I speak health.
And I speak health. God favors me.
They whisper.
They whisper.
They conspire.
They
told their lies.
They told their lies.
But God favored me.
My character.
My character.
My integrity.
My integrity.
My faith in God.
Everything was in
he
question.
Me.
But he favored me.
Will not fall.
I promised him.
Won't
that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through.
I speak
and I spoke life.
And
I spoke prosperity.
And
I spoke health. But I want you to know tonight you got faith.
God favors me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
God favors me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God favors me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it, tell them I got it. I can say it till you will. Say it because I got favor, favor. I got it, I got it, I got it, I got it. I got it, and the Lord gave it to me. Don't you let the evilness of your haters bring it down.
Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he be showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. I love my God, he keep them bands on me. You may say I'm tripping, I'm your fan only. I love the time that we be spending low key. And I know they rocking with me when his hands on me. Oh, this is all I know. I know you riding with me when the times get low. So I be on a mission till your plan I go. And I can tell you vibe with me. Oh, you protect me from every weapon. And every lesson there's a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm repping. Hold on, wait a second. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me
brag on my. Every time I think about your love, love, love. Finally got somebody I could trust, trust, trust. Why you keeping me? I really just don't know. As you can see, we got it going up, oh, up. Yeah, because of you. And when I got you beside me, I can't lose. And all the hating, they talking, it ain't true. And I'ma tell the world, cause they gotta know. Tear me from every weapon. And every lesson, there's a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm rapping. Hold on, wait a second. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, ain't showing off. Showing off. Yeah, I promise you never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, you never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Brag on my. Brag on my. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my.
This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. We're here bragging about our God. And you're listening to me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. Yes, we are listener-supported radio for open ears. And this is the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. We have the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we've got more of that coming to you. My Worship by Phil Thompson is coming right up. And I'll trust you. Will you trust God? I'm going to trust God. I know you will too. Mr. James Fortin is going to testify about trusting God. After that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
And no one can do one of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, to still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.
I surrender to you.
Yeah.
So many painful thoughts travel through my mind, and I wonder how I will make it through this time.
Yeah.
But I'll trust.
It's not easy.
Lord, it's not easy. Sometimes the pain in my life
makes you seem so far away. Can make it.
Through the tears and the pain.
Thank you, Jesus.
Through the heartache and rain, I'll trust you.
Oh God, I trust you. Sometimes it's so hard because everything that I see tells me not to believe.
Everything that I see tells me not to believe, but I'll trust you.
Happened to me 10 years ago.
Hurt ever leave.
Yeah.
I can only trust you. No one loves like you do.
But it's the thoughts in my mind.
So many painful thoughts travel through my mind. And I wonder
how I will make it.
I will make it through.
Oh God, but I trust you.
I'll trust. Lord, it's not easy.
Sometimes the pain in my life. Oh God, it makes you seem so far away. Can I get a witness, somebody? But God, I trust you.
I need to know you're here.
Through the tears.
Through the tears and the pain. Through the heartache and rain.
Anybody ever had to cry late in the midnight hour? Every tear you've had to cry.
Through the
heartache and rain. Come on, take it up. Through the tears. Oh, that's right. Through the heartache. Listen, somebody's going through something right now, and the devil's trying to convince you that there's no way you can make it out, and he says you're not going to be able to get out of this situation, but I wish somebody would make the devil out of a lie right now and lift your hands and say, God, I will trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to show up, but God, I know you're going to do it. God, I know you're going to bring me out. Come on, if that's you, come on, lift your voice and say, I will. Oh, that's right. I'll trust you. Hallelujah.
You,
oh God, I don't know
I
when the pains go in, but I know,
trust.
God, you wouldn't put more on me
you
than I can bear. So I trust you in spite of what I see, in spite of what I'm going through. I trust you. God, you've never left me. I know you love me. That's why I trust you. Come on, why you take it up? I had my heart broken. I made some mistakes. God, you still kept me. Oh God, you're faithful. You see what I'm going through. You know my pain. I trust you. It's not easy for me, but I trust you. I know you're here with me. I'm not by myself. As long as I got you, Jesus, I can make it. I trust you. Yeah. Come on, by your side. I trust you. Oh, God, I just lost my job. But I got more bills than money, but oh, God, I will.
I'm
oh, God, my back's up against the wall. Oh, that's right. I
God will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I'll trust you, Lord. I'll trust you, Lord. You know, beloved, I don't know if I ever shared this with you, but I was thinking about, you know, this whole presence of evil, wickedness in the world, and you know what happened in the heavenlies, where the word of God says, woe to you inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down with great anger and wrath, and not only by himself, but a third of the angels, the Bible tells us in the Revelations, was kicked out of heaven with him. Jesus said that I saw Satan falling from heaven like lightning, and you know, I was like, you know, how did, you know, all these angels, a third of the angels get caught up in this? And what I got in my, you know, my sanctified imagination was that it was because they stopped trusting God. Yeah, they stopped trusting God. You know, they were caught up in something they'd never seen before, never experienced before, didn't really understand what was happening. And two thirds of the angels said, you know what? In this experience, I'm still going to trust God. Still going to trust God. One third said, I don't know. I don't think I can trust God. I think I might have to go this direction. And they got kicked out of heaven, right? And so it is so important, this trust thing. It's also called faith, called believing. You know, how can we trust for something we already see? I mean, we have it. We have the evidence of it. It's right there. You know, it's the things we don't see, you know, the things we don't understand, the things that don't line up with our hopes, our dreams, our ambitions, or even God's perfect plan in our lives, right? But through those things, those times, that's the time we have to trust God. Let the church say amen. I know that's right. Amen. So hallelujah. He said, I will trust the Lord. But, you know, I wasn't going to focus on that point so much today. I was thinking about, you know, being the day before Halloween. I talked about Halloween last week. And, you know, was I done? You know, move on. So much going on in the world. Also want to say prayers. And I know you've been praying for House Speaker Pelosi and her husband and their family. You know, these are the names that we know of, and I'm sure there are many stories and many headlines in our papers and in the papers around the world of people committing atrocities and violence and assaults against each other, the inhumanity of man toward man. We know that it's real. We know the source behind it. It's not of God. It's not of good. It is of evil. It's twisted. It's wicked. And even people who have a mental illness. It's a twisting of what would be, you know, the norm for the working of the mind, right? So, you know, we know, oh God, hallelujah, that you're able, you're a mind fixer and a heart regulator. And so we pray for people who are cast under that situation, Lord, where they think it's okay to assault people, to murder people. We pray against that, and we pray for people to be released from that, and we pray for those who have been impacted by that, and those, oh God, who are heartbroken, those, oh God, who are distraught and distressed. We pray for them, and we do believe you have power to make crooked places straight and wrong things right. And we look to you to do it. So, you know, I'm thinking about these things, beloved, and you know, the elections, all that kind of good stuff. But I come back to Halloween. I come back to Halloween. Last week, if you weren't with us, you know, I did a very quick, of course, overview about the origins of Halloween. It started out as a religious situation over in Ireland, in that area, was called Samhain. And it was then, in its origin, a belief that as the end of the year came, the veil between the here and the hereafter was very thin, and that evil and unrested dead spirits would trap the land, go to different homes and terrorize people. People began to wear masks to confuse these spirits, and put out food and other items to appease these spirits in their homes. This tradition traveled across the seas and arrived on our shores around 1840. And for about 140 years, kind of remained a little benign. You know, we had, I remember as a child, you know, dressing up in costumes, not a whole lot of satanic or witchery kind of things, going and dunking apples and things like that. Another part of the old original traditions of superstition about that. And so, you know, we talked a little bit about how in the 1980s, 140 years after this practice had come to our shores, that it began to become even more popularized, an explosion actually even, and because it certainly is a lot different than when I was growing up. And that explosion coincided with the increase of and practice of religions like Wicca and the Church of Satan. And I guess there was a fourth and a fifth point that I shared. One was that with this explosion, we can look at a timeline and see that there was also an explosion beginning of violence and gang activity and drug activity and the crack epidemic and on, you know, and other kinds of ills that began to go on the swelling of in our nation, upswell in our nation, different than ever before. And then also, I guess, I would say that a fifth point was that Jewish rabbis and educators, you know, discouraged the practice, going back to its origins and how it is practiced in some of those religious traditions today with people working like in the Church of Satan, having covens and casting spells and seeking to do ill to humankind and to lead people away from God at the least. Also, Wicca, who also practices different things as a special day on Halloween in their observance, according to people who have left those traditions. And so, you know, Jewish rabbis and educators teach against it. Muslims don't participate at all. They recognize its origins are not godly, according to religious Muslim and Christian and Jewish tradition. Hindu religions don't uphold Halloween as it is observed either. They do other things to recognize their dead. And indeed, that the church had tried to transform this practice by instituting All Saints Day on November 1st. And so All Saints Day, which is a celebration of the lives of those who have lived their life to the glory of God, was preceded by, you know, All Saints Eve, or the Eve where the hallowed ones were remembered, Halloween coming from that. So, you know, thinking about, you know, what I talked about and not still feeling kind of satisfied about it, I feel like John the Baptist crying in the wilderness, you know, prepare the way for the Lord. Amen. I said, what was my hope for Halloween? You know, because it's so entrenched in our communities, in our cultures, here and abroad. Again, at the top of the hour, I talked about those in Seoul, Korea, who were killed in this celebration of Halloween, trampled or some other ways, 151 people losing their lives and many more injured, and don't know if those numbers have increased. Certainly want to pray for them. And when I heard about that, that just really solidified that, you know, I did want to talk about my hope for Halloween. You know, there is something about, you know, the tradition of All Saints Day and the day before being the eve of All Saints Day. The tradition of All Saints Day was to celebrate the life of those who have lived a good life, those who have lived to uphold the teachings of God, the Almighty and Sovereign Creator of all and Sustainer of all, and all that is godly and all that is good comes, well, all things come from God, really, but certainly we know that nothing good can become without God, right? The air we breathe, the land we stand on, you know, it all comes from God. And as much as scientists discover and create do research, etc. They can't create a day. They can't create air, not the air we breathe that God gives us freely. They haven't found a way to tax us for that yet. And the ground we stand on, right? All these things come from God. Everything that is comes from God. We don't have tables and chairs without the trees God gave us, right? We don't have heat and fuel for our automobiles without the fossils that deteriorated and became these products for us for our use. So everything that we have comes from God. And the celebration of God and those who live their life to celebrate God, they're worthy of remembrance and they're worthy of celebrating. My hope for Halloween, you know, I look around and I see so many activities and I see the children. And I love that I see more children steering away from, you know, witches and Satanists and demons and devils and death, you know, the fear of death and the dead and the undead coming after you, and steering away from that. That's my hope for Halloween, that people will continue to steer away from that, that they would know the connection between All Saints Day and the Eve before All Saints Day and return to a celebration of that. That there would be feasting and there would be partying, that would be glorifying to God as we celebrate the goodness of God and celebrate what a good life it is to have in connection with God, in alignment with God, in reverence to God and dependence upon God. And you know, I have hope for Halloween. Oh my goodness, hallelujah. You know, amen. Christmas, you know, is a holiday. I think it will be celebrated in heaven forever. The remembrance that the Son of God was born and came into the world, God in the fullness and in flesh, to experience our human experience from the womb to the tomb and to overcome temptation and give us a way back to right relationship with God. You know, that's a story to be told forever, hallelujah, in the heavenlies. And then, you know, the Easter celebration or Resurrection Day, you know, where he gave us the victory over death and over the grave. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? The Bible tells us, right? And I think that's a story to be told throughout the ages, you know? And I'd love to see that Halloween, the eve that remembered the saints of God, the saints of old, the saints gone by, not having to trick them with masks because they're roaming the earth. Oh no, but hallelujah, celebrating God who lent them to us in the first place, who have enriched our lives, who have enriched our history, who have enriched our present with the presence of gifts of their lives, their talents and their treasures that they imparted to us for generations to come. Those are my hopes for Halloween, beloved. Hallelujah, that we would celebrate and be safe, that we would celebrate God. You know, the word says in John 10:10 that the adversary, the devil, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And oh my goodness, you know, we see that all over the land any day, that he comes to do that. But Jesus came that we would have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, beloved, this is my belief and this is my prayer for us today, that we would come to know God this way, that we would celebrate this day, and that days going forward, years going forward, when this day is being celebrated, it will be celebrated in a way that's glorifying to God, that shows the devil is a defeated foe, and he knows which way he can go. We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to keep lifting Jesus. We're going to keep seeking God, and we're going to keep being a blessing. This is Pastor Kim, and that's my spiritual social commentary for today. I want to leave you with the song, When I Pray, or lead you into the next part of our broadcast this morning with When I Pray. Yes, that's the way we connect to God and the realm of the spirit.
Carrying all of the world on my shoulders, and it's getting too heavy for me. Y'all know I ain't no Hercules. Life moves on, stuff breaks down, people fall off. Gotta find a way to get over. Gotta find a way to get through, break through, heal. Struggles, they last, and as time passes,
It's been one thing after the other. If I know which way to go, I feel so long. Life is so, so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech. I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something
yes, beloved,
happened.
When I pray, I know things happen when I pray. Listen, if you need prayer today, know that we're here for you. Hit me up at Overcomer Ministries 12534 @gmail.com. Let us know your prayer request. We're on the prayer line 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday. We'll lift your name in prayer, your situation in prayer. And we're on 4 nights a week as well. So if you want to get connected to the prayer line, you need prayer, let us know. We'll be there to pray. We know things happen when we pray. God's ears are inclined to the prayers of his people. Amen. Amen. It is so. Yes, beloved. I want to say happy birthday to all you who are celebrating birthdays as we wind up the month of October. The Lord say the same will be with you again next Sunday. Remember that early voting starts tomorrow. No, actually, it started this weekend. It will be continuing tomorrow all through the week. So if you want to get in your vote early, check out your Board of Election. Find out where you can get early voting done and go and make godly decisions, prayerful decisions. Don't get swayed by all of the negativity and the mudslinging let's seek God for wisdom as we use our votes. Happy Veterans Day coming up soon, right? November 11th, happy Veterans Day. Shouting out all of our veterans. Prayers for you, beloved. God loves you and I love you too. Till we speak again, God bless you and goodbye.
When I think about everything the Lord has done, every way that he's made, I realize I am a living testimony and my response is thank you.
I am a living testimony. Because of his grace, I'm here today. His love surrounds me. And if it wasn't for